Good morning, Ed.
Good morning. Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yep, I can hear you.
Okay, great.
I'm just going to mute this end until the meeting starts, okay?
Yeah, I was just going to listen in. I didn't have anything to comment about today.
Beautiful. Sounds great. Thank you so much.
All right, thank you.
Richard's a few minutes late, we're waiting on him.
Court Boys checking in. Good day.
Hello, Court. We're waiting on one more commissioner. We'll start as soon as he gets here.
Okay.
Morning.
Morning, I'm late. Might as well do a roll call for the record.
Okay. Sharon?
Here.
Ken?
Here.
Richard?
Here.
And we have Ed Schreiber and Martha and Court Boys on the line.
Okay.
No Jack yet.
Anybody have any modifications, additions, or changes to the agenda?
No.
Okay. The potential conflicts of interest?
No.
I have none either. So I'll take a motion to approve the agenda.
I'll make a motion to approve the agenda as written.
Second.
Danielle?
Sharon?
Yes.
Ken?
Yes.
Richard?
Yes. Public comments that you know of?
I do not know of any public comments. I did not receive any.
Okay. Move to action items. Action item A is Commissioner Roy Davis. So I think we should note that our president, Commissioner Davis, died yesterday. And we'll talk more about this at the next meeting, but I certainly feel the loss, as I think most of us do. What exactly did you have in mind talking about this, Gary? Did you want to talk about what we may do potentially with the vacancy?
Yes, yeah, there's a few things we need to do. Yeah, there's a few motions we need to first declare the position vacant, and then vote on a new president and maybe other, vice president, depending on who's becoming president. We have to do other motions. And then also probably what the board wants to do about replacing it or leaving it vacant and let it go to ballot. We understand it's already going to go to ballot because we notified the county yesterday. So it's already going to be on the ballot for that position. So does the board want to fill that position until June 30th, or leave it vacant until then?
Okay.
So those are some of the things that we address.
Well, time for discussion. It's my...
I would suggest leaving it vacant until the election. By the time we recruit somebody, there would be such a small window for them to be on the board. I don't see where that's beneficial.
Okay.
I agree.
Yeah, I do as well. I think that given the realities of where we would be if we announced this tomorrow, we would be at least a couple of weeks in the recruiting process, and then we'd have to appoint at a regular meeting probably in March. Which would leave them. we can move on. But that would be what I would suggest we do.
So, Mr. Chair, since we have to move commissioners around in spaces, is it possible to do it at our regular meeting next time so that our other board member can be present? Or is it something that has to be done now?
Well, I don't think we have to do it today. I mean, we've got a process. I can certainly act until we get to that point for the next this meeting and the next meeting, at least convening it. So I think what we need to do is then declare the position vacant today.
Right.
And then declare our intention to not fill that until the election and allow that to process.
Okay. Sounds fine to me.
All right. So we want to make a motion to, first of all, the vacancy.
Right.
Okay. I'll make a motion to declare the commissioner position number 3 is vacant.
I'll second that.
Okay. Danielle?
Sharon?
Yes.
Ken?
Yes.
Richard?
Yes. Okay, and now we should have a motion on our intent to leave this vacant until the election.
I'll make a motion that we leave the position vacant until the next election.
Second.
Okay.
Sharon?
Yes.
Ken?
Yes.
Richard?
Yes. Okay. Action item B, the fuel dock project changes.
All right. So, we'd like to see demolish the existing structure and actually encountered more concrete underneath the slab of the structure, up to 3 feet more concrete. And we found out that they actually dowelled into some rocks for rebar. And there's more rocks underneath the secondary slab. And Jack told us that engineering-wise, it's not wise to put a structure on top of just rock. And it's impossible to drive piles in rock anyway. So he has suggested that we eliminate the structure itself and just put a ramp in adjacent to the old structure. I got some drawings and pictures in the packet there to help show where it's gonna go. And then we're just gonna reroute the lines to that ramp and then down to the dock.
Jack?
First of all, I'm appalled that an engineer would suggest that we remove an unstable structure and not build on top of another unstable structure. That's a facetious remark. I think that certainly is a wise and prudent move. Given the history of some of the construction we've seen in the port here, this is the time to start doing it right. We've had to deal with some of this in the past, so we need to make sure now that whatever we do is done the right way so that folks in the future don't have to be dealing with this again. Is there any estimate on cost, plus or minus? Yeah.
Well, it's going to be minus, just don't know how much. That's something that we're going to reconcile later, but we need the contractor to move forward and get the project completed.
So the assumption then is that by foregoing the work we had originally scheduled with driving 4 pilings and putting in another concrete structure, that involves some pretty sophisticated fitting, doesn't it? Can we use the existing stuff we have?
Everything we have existing should work. Going this route, it's actually simplifying what we have a lot. Putting in an alternate sump and coming out of it's not going to be difficult at all. It's going to be probably more user friendly than what we had. So it'll all work out just fine.
Okay. All right. Any other discussion on this item?
No, the package is very, very complete, self-explanatory. We have no choice that I can see. It's just another one of these. We never know what's under the ground or under the water. Okay.
But these stairs will be removed, and then the new ramp will be close to it or similar?
So the stairs will be removed, and then on your last page in your packet, you can see kind of the yellow arrow, and then you'll see the bush that the white arrow is pointing at.
Yes.
The top of the gangway is going to be right at that bush. It'll be right at the peak of that hill.
And
right
that's
there.
Very stable there.
The reason we're, I wouldn't say it's stable right there, but we're driving H piles down.
Well,
40,
we still want to revisit it again.
Well, that's why we're driving H piles down 45 feet. So in the event that anything continues to fail or fails around it, you'll always have a gangway there. The
perfect.
Gangway is not going to go anywhere.
45 feet will penetrate whatever fill is there plus into the substrate. So
yep.
Whatever's down there is going to be.
It's going to bite into it and be able to hold it up.
Oh, good.
So as far as the ramp goes, do we have an existing ramp that will fit that?
So with the ramp is what we're going to have to do. The ramp we're going to use at our work dock is a 60-foot ramp. The existing fuel dock ramp is 50 feet long. To do what we're going to have to swap those gangways. Because to put it up that much higher, we had to have a little bit longer dock. So our work dock will incorporate this. Actually, this swap probably better. It'll be less excavation at our work dock to get that 60-foot ramp in. The 50-foot ramp will fit better at our work dock, and then this ramp fits better here. So,
and from the materials you provided, it sounds like the angle on that ramp will still be
user
friendly.
Yeah, Jack went through with the numbers on that. It'll be
did the calculation.
It'll be within reason. Yes, the more gradual, gentler ADA access is at the other end of the ramp. So,
all right.
What's the life expectancy of an H piling?
I don't know. Jack, can you put
yes.
it in here?
Yes.
What's the life expectancy of an H pile, of our H pile gangway set up there?
I can't imagine that H pile giving out for at least 30 years, probably 50.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You bet.
Okay. Any further?
Thank you. No.
Okay. I entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion to approve eliminating the concrete access structure and relocate the ramp and utilities to the proposed location. Project monetary change will be reconciled at a later date.
Second.
Sharon?
Yes.
Ken?
Yes.
Richard?
Yeah. Okay. No informational items on the agenda. Commissioner's comments?
Sad day.
It is.
Roy is going to be very much missed. Very important here.
Again, I think the package is well prepared and presented. Thank you.
So I will just make a brief comment, and I'll fill in details at a later meeting. But I just spent 2 days with the Pacific Fisheries Management Council scenario planning effort, where we're looking at looking out 4 years for our community and what may be going on in the ocean and with fisheries down the road. And the outlook is not rosy, but it will mean some changes to the fishing community, part of which will be in the sale and marketing of product from their boats. And one of the components that's emerging from this discussion is that
the future kind of looks like they're going to be more directed at off the boat sales, direct to the public. And ports are going to play a pretty important part in that and how we structure our regulatory framework so that we can accommodate that sort of an idea. That would tend to favor the smaller boats.
Not powered on, is it? Oh, yeah, powered on.
And the big boats, mainly because if you're going to offload 30 to 50,000 pounds of Dover sole, you're not going to sell that on the dock. That's going to have to go to a buyer. But if you're offloading albacore, sablefish, salmon, those sorts of things, you could sell those directly. So I'll get a little more detail when we convene at the next meeting about what that may mean for us, or at least what we might want to start thinking about here. But this whole process to me has been a very informative discussion about, you know, where we may be going. We being the port and the larger community of fishermen and the larger community of Curry County, and what this might mean for us. So we'll have more talks about that. So
thank you, Richard.
Anything further?
I have one question. Did Mike Smith come in and reconcile this account?
Yes.
Good.
So that took care of the backlog. How about the future?
Everything we have right now for both of his boats is current, and we will await his next mortgage date. It'll be here in 6-7 months. It's coming up again, so.
He was warned about it coming up.
So, yep, we got him reconciled, so he's good until his next mortgage date.
That's great. Any communication from Corey Sapp?
No.
31st March.
Okay. No, and we're just, so you guys are aware, we're proceeding with more termination letters of boaters that are unable or unwilling to respond to the requirements that we need for their boats. So these things are moving a lot quicker with these boats. We're not letting it get as long, so we don't have to go through the mortgage accounts like we had to go through in the past. So they're going to be smaller, but there's quite a few of them right now. So,
well, given what I just talked about, one of the issues that I raised with this group was the problem that ports have with derelict and abandoned vessels. So I think now staying on top of this and being very proactive is the right idea, because as we proceed down whatever road we're going to go down, there's a fair likelihood that we're going to see people starting to really struggle on how they're going to stay in business. So it sounds unsympathetic, and I don't intend it to be that way, but from the perspective of the port, we need to make sure that we aren't exposed as well, to the extent we can, as far as keeping people current and their boats up to.
Do you know how many registrations we sent out, letters?
I sent out 100, and I wrote it down, I think it was 147 registration requests.
So it's all the boats that have Oregon State Marine Board registration of 20, is now expired. We had to send out 140 letters requesting to get their current registration back. I know with COVID and stuff that's happening that it's delayed, but they still are responding and they still are giving people temporary permits to operate. Mm-hmm. And even if they don't necessarily have their stickers, we can always check it online to see if it's been posted, to see what it is. But we have many customers that don't believe registering their boats is a priority. So, you know, it's just one of the things that we have a requirement on that that we're kind of fighting. So Oregon State Marine Board has said that they're going to help us, but we had to send out our letters, give them a chance. We'll give them another 2 months to get in compliance, and then I'll send a new list to Oregon State Marine Board and the Sheriff's Department.
Well, I can't speak for everybody, but I require an occasional reminder to deal with those kind of things. I certainly think about it when I'm going to go fishing, but, you know, in January, I don't so much. But I did register one of my boats in January, and it was almost immediate. So the Marine Board is not having the backlog that they did.
The U.S. Coast Guard is, that they are, the documentation for vessels is slower, but they are getting you at least a temporary permit and a way to verify that the process has been started.
Okay. I would like to make a suggestion regarding the State Marine Board. In the research I did for abandoned vessels, Washington, our next door neighbor, has the absolute best plan going for abandoned vessels and derelict vessels. In 30 days, they can process a boat, and it doesn't matter whether it's documented or state. I think we need to contact the Oregon State Marine Board and ask them, are you happy with what you're doing? You're number two, but the system doesn't work because they're not funded. They do not have funds for perpetuity, is what it amounts to. They get their $150,000 plus or minus, and that really doesn't cover much. So there's no point in going any further if they're happy with what's going on. And I think we need to find that out. If they're not happy, then we need to get with our other ports and start requesting some legislation to copy Washington's program.
I think that is happening at some different levels. I know there's abandoned derelict vessel task force. And I know they're in charge of the legislation, but, you know, unfortunately, that's where a lot of it stops. So far, the legislation hasn't come through to be able to implement anything else other than the small amounts of money that they're given to do this. So it's still being talked about, but, you know, I think we're going to get there. It's just a slow process. And before we even get ahead of it, I think it's important to know, I mean, we're dealing with a lot of boats out there, and there's a lot of boats still coming that are future abandoned boats coming too, that, you know, we have, as soon as we get the problem figured out, we're going to have a few years still getting caught up to get to a standard where you're on top of it.
Timing is everything. And money right now is certainly at the state level very, very tight.
Yes.
So it's going, and it requires legislation to change the existing program.
Correct.
So if the State Marine Board opposes any changes for whatever reason, then we're not going anywhere. But if they would like to see changes, then it's going to happen through legislation. And this is one of those things. Recommendation that be contact. And if they don't want to tell us, that's fine. Then we continue on.
I don't think anybody's actually happy with the way it's going, but I think they have a system that they're applying the best that they can right now. So hopefully it gets better, but I'll continue to talk to the Marine Board. They're giving us forms. They're in contact with us. I give them lists of our abandoned boats. You know, obviously right now the major problem is funding. There's just not enough money. So until they can get on board with the legislators and find money in a time right now where there's not a lot of it to go around, you know, they're working on it. I am confident we'll find a solution. It's just taking some time.
Mr. Chair.
Yes, sir. Go ahead, Commissioner.
Court Boyce here. I actually served on the Marine Board for 8 years back, until 2004. So if I can help in any way, I have some contacts up there. Let me know.
Okay. Thank you. I'm sure we're going to visit this some more. Given my doom and gloom prospect I just laid out, I think we need to be pretty proactive on trying to figure out where we're headed with this.
all parts, but certainly we can manage our own affairs and try and do the best we can with it. So. Okay, any other comments, discussion? All right, our next regular meeting date will be Tuesday, February 16th at 6 o'clock. And with that, I will adjourn the meeting.